We have a report next on the power of the mind. New research suggests that the strong emotion of an event can linger even after the memory of it is long gone. That finding, published this week in the journal PNAS, could have important implications for people with Alzheimer's disease. NPR's Deborah Franklin reports.
One of the loneliest things about loving someone with early Alzheimer's is the feeling that any good times the two of you share from here on in just don't matter. Justin Feinstein is a graduate student in neuropsychology at the University of Iowa.
So often I'll listen to family members say, oh, I don't go and visit Grandpa anymore because 10 minutes after I leave, he doesn't even remember I came.
Feinstein had a hunch that those visits made more of an impression than anyone realized. To check, he turned to several people who, like Alzheimer's patients, have damage to a spot in the brain called the hippocampus.
Kind of a seahorse-shaped structure right in the middle of the brain, no bigger than the pinky.
Damage your hippocampus and you can't hang on to new memories for more than a few minutes. It can happen through a stroke, epilepsy, or Alzheimer's disease.
Your brain is no longer able to catch on to those experiences. So your day-to-day experiences, like what you had for breakfast this morning, what you did last Saturday night, those are gone. They're vanished.
But Feinstein suspected that the good feelings and bad feelings triggered by meaningful events might linger, captured by a different part of the brain. So, to stir up some strong emotion, he threw a mini film fest in his clinic. He showed several people who have damage to the hippocampus a string of short movie clips from tearjerker classics, like the scene of Forrest Gump crying all alone at the grave of his dead wife, Jenny.
I miss you, Jenny. If there's anything you need, I won't be far away.
It worked. Everyone who watched the film clips was visibly moved, some to tears. Yet half an hour later, when quizzed about the movies, they didn't remember a thing. Not even one woman who'd sobbed during the films.
We test her memory. Her memory's gone. What happens to her emotions? Well, it turns out she's still sad.
Extremely sad, she tells the psychologist, though she has no idea why.
Is it the sort of tightness in the gut or in the throat or the face somehow cueing her into the fact that she's sad? Is it some sort of nonverbal image resonating in her mind, this sort of gloomy image of despair? We don't know. It's an excellent question and one that needs to be followed up on.
Now, here's the good news. When Feinstein and his colleagues repeated the experiment, this time showing the same people clips from funny or uplifting movies like When Harry Met Sally or a Bill Cosby special, it put everybody in a great mood. And that good feeling outlasted their memory, too. Feinstein says, remember that next time you spend some time with a friend or family member with Alzheimer's.
Telling them a simple joke, calling them up on the phone, giving them a visit could actually have these enormous positive benefits.
Donna Shemp, a social worker with the Family Caregiver Alliance in San Francisco, says Feinstein's research rings true to her own experience. Shemp's father, who was once an avid gardener, had Alzheimer's. She learned with him that spending brief visits outside, looking at daffodils and tulips, paid off for both of them, even after he no longer remembered who she was or when he'd last seen her.
The thing is, you're going to visit more if you can find a way to make that event pleasant for yourself. Whereas if it's really painful every time you go, you're going to avoid it.
Keep your visits short, she says. Short, but sweet. Deborah Franklin, NPR News.
How did you find me? How did you know I'd be here in this hole in the ground?